Thousands of shoreline homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed by flooding just 1 year ago during Superstorm Sandy, and for many that was a second time around after Tropical Storm Irene the year before. But Governor Daniel Molloy says retreating from the shoreline is not an option.
We're not going to get people to move away from the coast, and by the way, if we did, it would be devastating to our economy. So the best investment we can make is on resiliency.
Molloy was announcing a fund that will offer low rates to homeowners and small business people who want to do the work of raising their properties up or otherwise waterproofing them. It'll get off the ground initially with $2 million from the budget of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, but Molloy wants the legislature to boost the fund to $25 million during its next session. He estimates the average cost to raise a home may be around $100,000.
I think the need is probably substantially greater than $25 million, but we'll see. I think this is a beginning.
The initiative is welcomed in shoreline communities, which are facing redrawn flood maps and skyrocketing insurance rates. State Representative James Albus from East Haven says Congress has been paying attention to the impact of recent storms on coastal communities.
They've made some major changes to the National Flood Insurance Program, which could raise shoreline homeowners' premiums astronomically. And for many homeowners and families, those premiums will be simply unaffordable.
Raising homes may work well for individual owners, but the fund is bound to face questions about whether the state should be tying up dollars to keep residents and businesses near a changing and increasingly vulnerable coastline. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.